This is the voice of the Vortex. Hello. Today is January 11th, 2011. I hear people complain about the dire lack of books these days. I don't see it. My pile of books to read refuses to get smaller, despite my best efforts. The pile of books from the World Fantasy Convention is only slightly diminished since I came home. I worry about keeping up. For example, Viz Signature Manga just brought out the fifth volume of Oku, The Inner Chamber, and Dark Horse Comics re-released the original Ghost in the Shell manga. Jack McDevitt has a new book out in the Alex Benedict series, and Catherine Valenti is publishing books too fast for me to keep track, much less read them all. Her short story collection, called Ventriloquism, is on its way to me from England via Aquatic Sloth shipping. The Broken Kingdoms by N.K. Jemisin just arrived from Amazon, and Genevieve Valentine's first novel, Mechanique, will be out soon. I'm sure Sherry Priest will have a third book in her steampunk series before I find time to read the second one. Everyone is talking about The Dervish House by Ian MacDonald, but I haven't gotten a chance to read Cyberabad Days or River of the Gods yet. Yesterday at the bookstore, I threatened to take everything from McDevitt to McKillop home with me. I don't understand how people run out of books. There is a unique kind of pain that comes from picking up a book by a beloved author and discovering that you hate it. If the novel Grunts by Mary Gentle had been the first book of hers that I read, I would not have read the rest. Why it is the only one of her books available in my local bookstore is anyone's guess. Grunts is a brutal satire that might appeal to fans of sick humor. It's set in a high fantasy world where all the inhabitants know that they live in a high fantasy world. They know that good with a capital G always triumphs over evil with a capital E, and they know what side they're on. In the middle of all this, a band of orc warriors raids a dragon's horde. Unbeknownst to them, this horde is guarded by a peculiar curse. You will become what you steal. As the dragon's horde apparently consisted of M16 rifles, combat shotguns, body armor, and a helicopter, the orcs find themselves turning into gross stereotypes of American Marines. There are moments of real comedy in this book, but overall I was left feeling sick to my stomach. Orcs are still orcs. Even when they're marching in formation, they eat baby elves. I kept waiting for the big joke that would snap this strange book into focus, but it never came. The World Science Fiction Convention in Reno is only 6 months away, and nominations for the Hugo Awards are open. With the unprecedented success of Starship Sofa, the field is now open for podcasts of all sorts to compete alongside traditional media. One podcast in particular deserves recognition this year. Escape Pod. Here at my desk, I have an old copy of Analog, the latest issue of Interzone, and something called Space and Time. I haven't read them, though I bought them with the best of intentions. I wouldn't read short science fiction at all if not for Escape Pod. It was my gateway podcast, the one that introduced me to the world of science fiction podcasting and reintroduced me to short science fiction. They publish amazing narrations of the best science fiction, including all of last year's Hugo nominees. Escape Pod pays its authors professional rates, and they have recently launched a PDF edition called the Soundproof Escape Pod that includes full-text versions of the month's stories, alongside book reviews and editorials. Escape Pod works hard to be the science fiction podcast magazine. I will be nominating them for Best Semi-Prozine. day, I made the mistake of complaining, in public, that I'd strained my back. The woman next to me whipped out a weird little bottle of pills. I know better than to take other people's prescriptions, but I was curious to see what she was carrying. She didn't want to show me. She just wanted me to take the pills. Eventually she relented, though. The bottle said Arnica Montana and 60X. I turned her down. Here's why. Arnica Montana is the Latin name of a flower. The bottle listed no active ingredients because no one knows what, if anything, in the arnica plant causes its alleged effects. There is no way of knowing what interactions it might have with other medications, medical conditions, or allergies. Listing a plant instead of a chemical name throws another red flag. Anyone who has eaten lettuce grown in a hot Kansas summer knows that growing conditions can drastically affect the chemicals that a plant produces. Where a plant is harvested, which parts of the plant are harvested, under what conditions, at what time of year, all of these things can change the amount of therapeutic chemicals in a plant. That's why your bottle of aspirin says acetylsalicylic acid, 200 milligrams, and not willow bark. But the bottle said 60X. That's a homeopathic dilution scale. Homeopaths believe that the more diluted a medicine is, the more powerful it becomes. There are lots of ways to make homeopathic dilutions. For example, some homeopaths fill a vessel with the active ingredient, pour it out, fill the vessel with water, pour it out, and so on. Imagine if a bartender tried to serve you a cocktail made with that method. 60X means that the active ingredient has been diluted to a ratio of 1 to 10 raised to the power of 60. To find one molecule of active ingredient in that mess, you would need to fill a vessel billions of times bigger than the Earth itself. The pill she offered me was about the size of a lentil. However, the pills were neither inert nor benign. Unlike normal medicines, homeopathic pills are often made out of lactose or milk sugar. There was no mention of this on the bottle, but it matters to me because I can't digest lactose. True, there might not have been enough lactose in those little pills to make me sick, but given the other points I've outlined, why on earth would I want to take the risk? In local news, mark your calendars for August 21st, 2017. A total solar eclipse will be sweeping through the American Midwest, passing just north of us here in the vortex. I wonder if my boss will give me the day off this far in advance. The next meeting of the Kansas City Science Fiction and Fantasy Society will be on January 15th at 6 p.m. at the Writer's Place. We will be holding a chili cook-off and voting on this year's officers. I hope to see you there. The Voice of the Vortex is produced under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, Share Alike 3.0 license. To comment on this episode, or to submit flash fiction for future shows, drop an email to voiceofthevortex@gmail.com. Show notes are available at voiceofthevortex.podbean.com. This is Sarah Frost, the Voice of the Vortex, signing off.